So the next person that I would like to invite is somebody who was the first Anagarika here, first novice, first monk, Ajahn Kunar Dhammo. He made the list for me, and his name is not there. Nice try. Nice try, yeah. Go.
There is no escape. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. It's really hard to know what to say on this occasion, just the general overall sanya perception is feeling in my heart is just a lot of gratitude to the whole tradition, particularly to Lungpa Pasano, Lungpa Amaro, being my guiding teachers in this whole process and nurturing me along the way. And I really, you know, could go through a lot of memories, times, stories of all the phone conversations I had with Debbie. This was before I was a monk, and she was going through the trials and tribulations of the early days, and her often cited escape was, "I'm going to Alaska. I just can't take it anymore." But luckily for us, she never did. I've had many of those conversations throughout the day with many people who haven't seen too many to recount. But I think the main thing that just comes to mind is that, you know, we're all doing right now a lot of reminiscing, a lot of thinking of the past, and bringing up a lot of good memories and some of the challenging times as well. Also kind of strong in my heart right now is just having come back from a visit, seeing my aging 92-year-old mother, whose faculties are starting to decline quite substantially. And the memory is going quickly. The control over her body is going quickly. And pretty much, you know, all we can do is sit there and be with her. And the little bit that we do talk about is memories of the past, because from my experience as a nurse before coming here, I remember leading reminiscing groups with the older people, because the memories from long ago were much more coherent than the present day memories, and helping to integrate the past with the present and the future to come. So I think we're kind of all in this big reminiscing group right now here, preparing for our eventual old age, sickness, and passing away. But the thing that struck me the most is that, you know, as we often talk about in our tradition, the qualities that we need to take refuge in. And we know, I think most of us at least know intellectually, that this body isn't going to be around forever. Seeing older people at the end of their life, particularly my mother again, the mind isn't something that we can even take refuge in. None of these qualities are going to be going with us, even the memories of past good times. We won't be taking those with us when we go, but what we do take is the qualities of the heart that we've cultivated. And today, the feeling that I get from all of these memories, talks, good things from the past, I won't remember any of them probably in 20, 30 years if I should live so long. But the qualities of kindness, generosity, any little bits of wisdom that I've gained from the teachers and the teachings, those are the things that all of us can carry with us into whatever it is that comes after that. So this will be a memory fairly soon. This whole day will be gone in a couple of hours, but we can continue to invest in, take qualities of the heart with us wherever it is that we go when it's time for us to go. So that's the main thing. The one last practical thing or memories that I will indulge in actually was that I learned many practical skills from many people over the years. One of my roles here at Abhayagiri has been in many different kinds of secretarial roles, taking notes and taking minutes. And I actually have to say that the most important worldly skill along those lines that I learned was from Mark Lieberman. Because one of the board meetings that I attended of the Sangapala Foundation before I was a monk in Novato, it was a meeting in Novato, and I was observing, and Mark was the secretary, and he had his laptop with him, and he was typing along notes that he was taking from the board meeting as he went along. And I was looking over his shoulder, and he was actually typing out the minutes, the finished minutes as we went along. And then I realized that he was actually typing out the minutes for things that hadn't yet been discussed or voted on. And he was through with it before the meeting ended, with all the decisions that had been made. And I thought, hey, he's not supposed to do that. But it was a skill that has come in very handy over the past 20 years. And so I wish to thank Mark for that very important skill.
Thank you.